This is the California Report. Good morning, I'm John Sepulvedo. We begin in Sacramento, where Governor Jerry Brown will present his State of the State address on Tuesday. Among the concerns this year, a projected budget shortfall, federal rollbacks on environmental standards, and the already erratic governing style of President Donald J. Trump. So what will Governor Brown talk about on Tuesday? From KQED's Politics and Government Desk, here's Katie Orr.
The governor has a long list of topics he could choose to emphasize during his speech. Scott Patterson is executive director of the National Governors Association. He says a lot of governors have been using their annual address to concentrate on public policy issues.
I've found that they're focusing a lot on how to deal with health care, how to deal with things like infrastructure, their education issues.
The association worked with the Trump transition team to collect lists of shovel-ready infrastructure projects the administration could possibly act on. California submitted a list that included commuter and freight projects for the Bay Area and Southern California. The governor's office stressed these are not necessarily top priorities, but they are likely still welcome to numerous groups that want California to fix its crumbling transportation infrastructure. Deanne Baker is with the California State Association of Counties.
We are hitting a crisis point with respect to trying to maintain our transportation assets.
At his address, Brown may share the spotlight with Congressman Javier Becerra. A top Brown aide tweeted that during his speech, Brown will swear Becerra in as California's new attorney general if the state Senate approves his confirmation today. For the California Report, I'm Katie Orr in Sacramento.
While we don't know exactly what Governor Jerry Brown will do in his address, we do know that Brown will likely remind lawmakers that they need to have their minds on their money and their money on their minds. That's because Brown is frugal. He flies economy, drove a beat-up car during his first tour as governor, and slept on a futon back when he was mayor of Oakland. That frugality is fueled by skepticism. For example, Brown is being really cautious about using new voter-approved money to pay Medi-Cal doctors more. Here's KQED's April Domboski.
Doctors have been lobbying the governor for years to get paid more for seeing low-income patients on Medi-Cal. Some doctors refuse to see them, and that makes it hard for some patients to get care. Francisco Silva is general counsel for the California Medical Association.
When you have only 40% of the physicians providing 80% of the Medi-Cal visits, we want to increase that.
Every year, the doctors ask Governor Jerry Brown to put money in the budget to increase doctors' payments. And every year, Brown refused. Silva says the governor basically told the doctors, find your own money, and then we'll talk. Well, the docs found the money. They backed Proposition 56, the initiative to raise the cigarette tax. 82% of the revenue is supposed to go to Medi-Cal.
Vote yes on Prop 56. Keep our children from smoking. Improve health care.
Voters passed the measure in November, but now Silva says the governor has snubbed them again.
And the governor's proposed budget, contrary to the plain language of Proposition 56 and the official voter guide and what voters thought, actually took that money to fund existing obligations in the Medi-Cal programs.
The governor's office interprets Prop 56 differently. H.D. Palmer from the governor's finance department says they don't have to pay doctors more. They can use the money to cover more people.
We are not replacing general fund with Proposition 56 revenues. We are adding to it.
Not just that. Palmer says things are quite different now than when voters passed Prop 56. Donald Trump won the election, and Republicans are already moving to repeal the Affordable Care Act. The Medi-Cal program relies hugely on federal funding. Palmer says that creates tremendous uncertainty.
And so the governor has been cautious in terms of committing the state to higher ongoing levels of spending that may not be able to be sustainable over the long haul.
The governor's budget is just a first draft. Doctors hope they can still negotiate for a cut of the money before he issues his final budget in May. For the California Report, I'm April Domboski.
And I'm Marisa Lagos. The tobacco tax money isn't the only voter-approved spending power Brown is approaching cautiously. Proposition 51, approved in November, gave state officials the green light to issue up to $9 billion in bonds to upgrade old schools and build new ones. But Brown's not quite ready to start issuing those bonds. H.D. Palmer, the spokesman for the governor's Department of Finance, says past school bond money was misused. Back in 2006, voters approved billions for capital construction. But that's not where all the money went.
23 cameras, a Chevrolet truck. I don't have anything against Chevrolets. Mascot and band uniforms, teacher laptops, iPads, industrial floor cleaner.
Palmer says all those items were uncovered in an audit. He says that's unacceptable. This time around, the governor wants lawmakers to pass legislation setting clear standards for schools and creating ways to track how the money is spent before they start handing out cash. That's fine with Proposition 51's backers. They include Dave Walrath of the Coalition for Adequate School Housing. The coalition helped write the school bond measure.
These are public funds. They need to be transparent. We have to assure that public agencies are spending public funds correctly.
No one expects the delay to last long, Walrath said. He's hopeful that school improvement projects will start as early as this summer. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Healthcare Foundation, dedicated to a healthcare system that works for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding economic and political opportunity for Californians who are working but struggling with poverty. More at irvine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
For some drinkers of Sierra Nevada ale, a suggestion. For the next week or so, consider alternatives. Maybe gin and juice to wet your whistle. This Sunday, the Sierra Nevada Brewing Company announced a voluntary recall after discovering a flaw that may cause a small piece of glass to break off and possibly fall into the bottle. The recall covers 8 different types of its craft beers, including the popular Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. This recall covers 36 states in the Midwest, the South, and the East Coast of the United States. The recall does not affect beer sold in California. And that's the California Report for Monday, January 23rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Spolvido. Have a great day.